Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. From Gramercy Tavern in New York City, the Mass Attack... Weight Loss Competition. The Mass Attack is a weight loss competition that began on Wednesday, January 23rd, and ends 8 weeks later on Wednesday, March 20th. The winners will be determined by percentage of weight lost over the eight-week period and will each receive $400.
All right, we are on the line with Mass Attack participant, and I'm curious, are we going by your alias or your real name for the interview today?
We can do both. My real name is Jessica Morelli, and my Star Wars alias is Jabba the Hutt.
That is a big name.
It is. It is a big name, and if you saw me, I'm small in stature, so it's kind of funny.
What prompted you to participate in this year's Mass Attack competition?
I thought it would be a good way to have a little fun with coworkers and get active after a long holiday season, working in a restaurant and, you know, indulging over the winter with, you know, food and drink. And I thought it would be a good way to kind of prepare myself for the spring and summer.
Yeah, lighten up a bit. So what do you do at Gramercy Tavern, Jessica?
I am a front waiter.
Nice. And what does a front waiter do?
Essentially, we, in the tavern, we are the face to the table, the person who takes the order and makes sure everything is going okay. And then when we work in the dining room, we work in a team with a captain who is there, then the face of the table. And we are kind of their assistant, essentially.
Nice, nice. So I know yesterday was weigh-in day. Did you weigh in, or are you skipping this week?
No, I did. I've been trying to track my progress just so that I know where I am and keep myself motivated. And I did weigh in. Last week was a big drop for me. I lost 5 pounds, and this week I lost 2. So my goal was to lose 12 in total. So I'm just over halfway there, 2 weeks in, so feeling pretty good.
Nice, nice. Well, give us some secrets, because I know here at the Heritage Radio Network, we have been eating out a lot lately and would love some tips for a little weight loss going forward.
For me, I think it's just been trying to keep track of making sure I eat enough, making sure I have enough protein, because I have definitely stepped up my workouts. I went from pretty much not working out at all to working out about 5 days a week, even if it's just like a yoga class, something that's low intensity. So when you're working out that much, you just need to make sure that you're getting the right amount of protein and fuel for your body so that it can continue to work hard and burn off any extra fat or calories you want to get rid of. So making sure you eat small amounts throughout the day. Protein is really important so that you stay full faster and longer. And then just exercising, really. I don't have that much weight to lose. I'm hoping that I get to my goal. And I know I'm going to swap out a lot of muscle for fat for muscle. So I'm just trying to maintain that as well. But, yeah, and also I've cut down drinking, definitely, which has been, you know, it's always difficult for people in the industry.
Yeah, I would say that's always a challenge. Now, I'm curious, you know, as a front waiter, you're definitely on your feet running around. And I know that Gramercy Tavern, they feed you guys, you know, they do an AM family meal and a PM family meal. How have the cooks been responding to the challenge? Are you able to kind of find the right mix of protein and veg and starch through the family meal, or are you supplementing by bringing stuff in from the outside?
I definitely supplement a little bit just to make sure that, because it's always a variable of what we're going to get for family meal. It's always a good, you know, meal as far as, you know, we enjoy eating it, but I want to make sure that I'm going to be interested in having enough to eat. So usually I would say they always make sure that they give us a protein and a vegetable, and you know, we have starch. Some days, like, there's little things heavier than others, like heavier on the starch or heavier on the vegetables. It's all just kind of variable. But they do a good job of making sure we have a protein. And so if I can count on that, I bring in some extra snacks, definitely some snacks to get me through all of service, because it's about a 6 to 7 hour service. So you got to have some snacks in between. So been trying to have some peanut butter sandwiches and Greek yogurt and avocados, just good things that'll help keep me full.
Awesome. And not to torture you, but what are you missing the most during this kind of reduction period? Are you cutting yourself off from everything, or do you allow yourself little treats? I mean, is there anything you're craving right now?
You know, my motto is everything in moderation. I think that, you know, if you cut something out entirely, then you're, at least for me, I'm more likely to fail in staving it off for a long amount of time. So, I have little times where, like, I'll cheat, or I definitely make sure that when we have the opportunity to try the food here, when they put up food for us, that I try that, or, you know, if we have a new pastry dish going out, you know, and pastry puts it up for us to try, I'm not going to walk away from that. So, really for me, I'm not cutting anything 100% out. It's just, I think it's better, in my mind to kind of just say, no, I don't need that right now. If I need a coffee later, I'll have one. And knowing that I can have one if I wanted one is just enough to keep me going. And it's really satisfying being able to be like, no, I don't need that right now. Not like, no, I'm not letting myself have that.
Awesome. Well, I think that you sound like you're really on top of it, and I'm pretty sure you're going to meet your goal. And we'll be excited to check in with you and the rest of the team in the remaining week. So best of luck in the interim.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And it's a pleasure. I'm glad you guys are following our progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Always good to check in with the GT crew. So stay tuned next week for a special Valentine's Day edition update on the mass attack.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.